Aid groups in Gaza are aiming to avert a polio outbreak with a surge of vaccinations. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The threat of polio is rising fast in Gaza, and aid groups are calling for an urgent pause in the war so they can ramp up vaccinations to prevent a full-blown outbreak. One case has been confirmed and others are suspected. Polio had been eradicated in Gaza 25 years ago, but vaccinations plunged after the war began 10 months ago. Now, the territory is a breeding ground for the virus. Hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians are crowded into tent camps, lacking clean water or proper disposal of sewage. Health authorities are preparing to vaccinate more than 600,000 children in the coming weeks. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
An Israeli strike on South Lebanon has killed 10 Syrians, according to Lebanese state media on Saturday. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
The Israeli military said the airstrike targeted a weapons depot used by Hezbollah militants. But Lebanese news agency NNA said the victims of the strike on the town of Nabatieh were all Syrian citizens and that five people were also wounded. Israel and Lebanon's powerful armed group Hezbollah have exchanged tit-for-tat fire across the border, displacing many thousands of people on both sides since the Gaza conflict broke out in October. The strike, one of the deadliest in Lebanon since then, will stoke fears the Gaza war could inflame the whole region. Hezbollah said in a statement it had struck the Ayelet HaShahar kibbutz in northern Israel in retaliation for the Nabatieh strike. The Israeli military said two soldiers were wounded.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. An Israeli airstrike on Saturday in Gaza has killed at least 18 people, all from the same family. Health authorities say the Palestinian death toll in the 10-month-old war between Israel and Hamas has passed 40,000. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris will hold dueling campaign events.